Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are three parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 5. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or questions spoken in English. The dialogues or questions will be spoken 2 times. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. After you hear a dialogue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"How about exercising tomorrow morning?"
"All right. Pick me up at 6.
You will also hear, "What will the man do?" You will read in your test book, A. Do exercise at 6. B. Go with 6 women. C. Take exercise alone. D. Leave the woman alone. E. Come to the woman's house. The best answer to the question is, come to the woman's house. Therefore, you should choose answer E. The following dialogue is for questions 1.
What is your hobby?
Oh, collecting stamps. What about you?
I don't really have any hobbies.
Well, what do you do in your free time?
I like playing chess.
The following dialogue is for questions 1.
What is your hobby?
Oh, collecting stamps. What about you?
I don't really have any hobbies.
Well, what do you do in your free time?
I like playing chess.
Number 1. What are they talking about? Number 1. What are they talking about? The following dialogue is for questions 2.
Do you know where the public library is, please?
It's on Broad Street, near the town hall.
Is it far from here?
No, it's only about a mile.
Thanks a lot.
The following dialogue is for questions 2.
Do you know where the public library is, please?
It's on Broad Street, near the town hall.
Is it far from here?
No, it's only about a mile.
Thanks a lot.
Number 2. What are they discussing? Number 2. What are they discussing? The following dialogue is for question 3.
Dad, have you seen my report card?
Sure, you did well. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Dad.
The following dialogue is for question 3.
Dad, have you seen my report card?
Sure, you did well. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Dad.
Number 3. What does the man express? Number 3. What does the man express? The following dialogue is for question 4.
What do you Americans do in their free time?
That depends. They do all sorts of things.
Well, what about you?
I spend most of my time reading books and writing some articles.
The following dialogue is for question 4.
What do you Americans do in their free time?
That depends. They do all sorts of things.
Well, what about you?
I spend most of my time reading books and writing some articles.
Number 4. What does the woman do in her free time? Number 4. What does the woman do in her free time? The following dialogue is for question 5.
I was disappointed with the art exhibition.
So was I. The paintings were not great works.
The following dialogue is for question 5.
I was disappointed with the art exhibition.
So was I. The paintings were not great works.
Number 5. What does the man express? Number 5. What does the man express? Part 2. Questions 6 to 10. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several questions or statements spoken in English. The questions and responses will be spoken 2 times. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You have to choose the best response to each question or statement. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
"A. I'm fine, thank you. B. I am in the living room. C. Let me introduce myself. D. My name is John Travolta."
The best answer to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. "I am fine, thank you." Therefore, you should choose answer A. Number 6.
"We are going to the movie on Friday night. Would you like to come with us?"
A. "I don't like it." B. "I disagree with you." C. "I'm sorry to hear that." D. "I'd love to, but I can't."
Number 6.
"We are going to the movie on Friday night. Would you like to come with us?"
A. "I don't like it." B. "I disagree with you." C. "I'm sorry to hear that." D. "I'd love to, but I can't."
Number 7.
"Hello. Is Mrs. Dunny there, please?"
"What number are you calling?"
482-2124.
"Oh, this is 482-2125.
A. "It's a good idea." B. "Thanks a lot." C. "That's okay." D. "I am sorry."
Number 7.
Hello. Is Mrs. Dunny there, please?
What number are you calling?
482-2124.
Oh, this is 482-2125.
A. It's a good idea. B. Thanks a lot. C. That's okay. D. I am sorry.
Number 8.
Hi, Dina. Why do you look so pale?
I have a terrible headache.
A. Oh, poor you. B. It is your business. C. That sounds good. D. It's very exciting.
Number 8.
Hi, Dina. Why do you look so pale?
I have a terrible headache.
A. Oh, poor you. B. It is your business. C. That sounds good. D. It's very exciting.
Number 9.
Jane plans to have a party to celebrate our team's birthday.
A. It is really my hobby. B. It is her job to do that. C. I am sorry to hear that. D. I don't think it's a good idea.
Number 9.
Jane plans to have a party to celebrate our team's birthday.
A. It is really my hobby. B. It is her job to do that. C. I am sorry to hear that. D. I don't think it's a good idea.
Number 10.
I heard that your boss had changed his secretary.
That's right.
But why?
A. She was incapable of doing her job well. B. She had the qualifications for her job. C. She knew how to do her job well. D. She had good experience.
Number 10.
I heard that your boss had changed his secretary.
That's right.
But why?
A. She was incapable of doing her job well. B. She had the qualifications for her job. C. She knew how to do her job well. D. She had good experience.
Part 3. Questions 11 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken 2 times. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. After you hear a monologue and the questions about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Number 11.
A contaminated water alert has been issued for this area. It is possible that agricultural bacteria have invaded the water supply. Residents are asked to boil water for 5 minutes before using it for drinking or cooking. This will make the water safe.
What is wrong with the water supply? Number 11.
A contaminated water alert has been issued for this area. It is possible that agricultural bacteria have invaded the water supply. Residents are asked to boil water for 5 minutes before using it for drinking or cooking. This will make the water safe.
What is wrong with the water supply? The following text is for questions 12 and 13.
I have a pet. It is a dog, and I call it Brownie. Brownie is a Chinese breed. It is small, fluffy, and cute. It has got thick brown fur. When I cuddle it, the fur feels soft. Brownie does not like bones. Every day, it eats soft food like steamed rice, fish, or bread. Every morning, I give Brownie milk and bread. When I am at school, Brownie plays with my cat. Brownie is really a sweet and friendly animal.
The following text is for questions 12 and 13.
I have a pet. It is a dog, and I call it Brownie. Brownie is a Chinese breed. It is small, fluffy, and cute. It has got thick brown fur. When I cuddle it, the fur feels soft. Brownie does not like bones. Every day, it eats soft food like steamed rice, fish, or bread. Every morning, I give Brownie milk and bread. When I am at school, Brownie plays with my cat. Brownie is really a sweet and friendly animal.
Number 12. What does the boy tell about? Number 12. What does the boy tell about? Number 13. What does he give Brownie every morning? Number 13. What does he give Brownie every morning? The following text is for questions 14 and 15.
On Friday, we went to the Blue Mountains. We stayed at David and Della's house. It has a big garden with lots of colourful flowers and a tennis court. On Saturday, we saw the Three Sisters. There we went on the scenic railway. It was scary. Then Mummy and I went shopping with Della. We went to some antique shops, and I tried on some old hats. On Sunday, we went on the scenic skyway. We saw cockatoos having a shower. In the afternoon, we went home.
The following text is for questions 14 and 15.
On Friday, we went to the Blue Mountains. We stayed at David and Della's house. It has a big garden with lots of colourful flowers and a tennis court. On Saturday, we saw the Three Sisters. There we went on the scenic railway. It was scary. Then Mummy and I went shopping with Della. We went to some antique shops, and I tried on some old hats. On Sunday, we went on the scenic skyway. We saw cockatoos having a shower. In the afternoon, we went home.
Number 14. Where did they go shopping? Number 14. Where did they go shopping? Number 15. How was David and Della's family? Number 15. How was David and Della's family? This is the end of the listening section.